Morning. For our confession of sin this morning, I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace and to help in time of need. As part of our confession of sin, we are recognize our need to obtain mercy. When we go before a judge and we know we're guilty, we did it and we know it, and mercy is our only hope. These passages point us to that hope, to a great high priest that was tempted in every way that we are, but in all the ways that we fail, he didn't. He lived the perfect life, died a substitutionary death, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us. That is our hope. That's where our confidence lies. Let us come boldly to that throne, remembering that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for living a life that we could never live. We thank you for dying to pay a debt that we could never pay. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. In Jesus' name.